Lady Savior MP.
With Jules. On Hit 92.9.
I can't believe this is happening.
What?
The helicopter thing.
So, hang on a sec. Did you just do like a little burp again?
No. I don't know. It could be my throat. My throat makes a lot of noise. We don't have headphones on.
Yeah, good point.
I heard something.
Oh, sorry. No, because if I like swallow, yeah, my noise. Even when I take a sip of like a drink.
It's been a long morning.
It's
it?
A loud swallow.
It's been a really long morning.
Look, you can hear me swallow.
It's been a long morning. We're doing a podcast. It's been a really long morning.
What are you guys doing?
Just a long morning.
Anyway, tomorrow, today, you have organised a helicopter to go and bless a suburb.
Yeah. How not going up this? In it, though. Like, that'll happen tomorrow.
No, I know.
Yeah. Which depends when you're listening to this podcast. Because if you're listening to this podcast on Wednesday, it'll happen today. On Thursday, then it happened yesterday.
Throw out the date. The 18th.
What about today? Jules told me she was going to punch me in the face.
I heard that.
No, I didn't.
And then you started laying
on him.
I said
I would knock you the F out.
Okay.
And I'd bash you.
You'd knock him on his ass, I believe the words were.
Yeah, because...
Would you fight a woman? Would you fight Jules? I couldn't do it.
Set the scene for me.
Okay, the scene is... I'll set a classic scene, a classic Jules scene.
Right.
She's in a pub.
Kebab shop.
Kebab shop.
Yeah.
She's knocked back. She's at a kebab shop after a night where she's knocked back $25,000 worth of tequila shots.
Yeah, right.
And
she's pissed.
All you wanted to do
was
sidle up next to her and just say hello, because you're a good bloke. You just chat to people.
Yeah.
And she has grabbed you by the scruff of the neck and dragged you outside into the street.
Yeah.
And then she's ready to go,
So I'm like, nah.
You wouldn't?
No. If I was walking...
He wouldn't have an option. I'd have him flat on his back with his arms up around behind his back.
All right, how about now then?
He wouldn't have a chance.
So the thing about Jules, how heavy are you?
Oh, gosh. Well, I put on 3 kilos over the weekend, so I'm 69.
Good number.
69. So I'm 106. So I was at 37 kilos. I would just run straight through you.
Mm. Yeah, I would trip you.
You wouldn't, mate.
I would.
I got real fancy footwork.
We learned you're a black belt in jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu?
Black belt in jiu-jitsu.
We're going to talk about it tomorrow.
Interesting. Well, it depends. Like, because if you're listening to this podcast on Wednesday, then we talked about it already.
Yeah.
You idiot.
We did other stuff too. Take a listen. 0488 55 929. Text line is always open.
Question. Hey, X, long-time listener, first-time texter. Just wondering if Jules is the Julie from MasterChef.
No.
As in Julie Goodwin?
No.
Are you serious?
No, that's the question.
Wait, long-time listener, does he not realise I've been ordering Uber Eats for the past month every night?
Yeah.
And I don't cook.
All right, move on. It was an honest question.
If you were going to be anyone from MasterChef, it'd be Poe. Without a doubt.
You've brought race into it. Wow.
Is that because I'm Asian?
Yeah, that's what he's done.
No.
He's done that.
It's because I'm Asian, isn't it?
No, it's because he's got dark hair.
Righto, Roxanne.
And she's got dark hair.
Hey, look, quick update.
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday I was telling you guys about the story of the Russian priest who, like, literally sprinkled holy water over a city to cleanse it of alcoholism, drug taking, and fornication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've got an update for you guys. Now, we spoke about this yesterday, and we got people to actually nominate the suburb that they need cleansing here.
Oh, definitely Belmont. We've got everything. Everyone that knows me in Belmont would agree. I mean, if you've got a swingers club, you're going to have...
Is there a swingers club there?
Yeah, and it seems to be always full.
It wasn't just that one, was it? It was Gosnells as well.
Yes.
Armadale copter mention.
We put this up on the socials, right, just to see, give people a bit of more of a voice.
Mm.
Armadale, Mandurah and Balga came in as the top three suburbs that actually need cleansing.
I'm not surprised.
Is that your update?
Yeah.
Done. Because I want to update the update.
Okay.
So I've got some mates.
Oh, mate.
I've got some mates in the helicopter industry, the chopper industry, we call it in the industry. Now, Corsair Aviation, I've given them a little holler.
I'm like...
Now, tomorrow morning, live on air, this is what we're thinking. Yeah. Tomorrow morning, live on air, obviously weather dependent because I'm a pansy and I don't want to get hit by lightning.
It's going to be storming tomorrow, yeah.
The clouds already look like they're coming over.
On air live, we're up in the chopper with litres of holy water and I'm going to be pinging across the Perth sky like sprinkling holy water over those suburbs areas that might need a little cleanse. Set themselves up for the festive season. I'm going to be over the top in the chopper.
Cleanse them of what?
It could be
of their sins.
We might go to the.
I want details.
Well, we might go to the white collar crime central of Perth.
Which
so
is?
That might be in one of the ritzier ends
which
of town.
Which is
shout out to the Golden Triangle this morning.
We might go spray some stuff over the Golden Triangle. We might duck into the meth capital of Perth as well, just give that a bit of love. So we're going to be flying around live. Hopefully, people call in and go, actually, you won't believe it. This has been happening. Bang, off we go, straight over the top of that suburb, share the love. But the only thing is...
What?
I don't have holy water.
I was just about to ask.
No, I was about to say, I'll only, let's do this, but only if you dress as the priest.
I'll go as a priest, I'll be the priest, but I reckon we need a priest to bless it first.
And bless you at the same time.
Well, I might get shot down, the lightning might take the chopper.
I was going to say.
Me carrying holy water, holy dead man walking.
All right.
Anyway, so that's the plan tomorrow. Are we in or not? Do you like the idea?
Yeah, I do. I do like the idea.
Yeah, I'm bloody impressed. Okay. Jeez, okay. Talk about connection.
We need a priest. We're going to try and find a priest or someone who goes to church, I suppose.
13 10 60 if you know a priest.
Well, Father Peter Joseph from St. Joe's in Queen's Park, if you're listening, mate, feel free to buzz in.
If not, I need to know where a holy water fountain is.
Yep.
Because I'm going to go steal some from there.
It just gets better and better.
You better pray before you go up in that.
What a good idea. Text in 0488 55 929. Start nominating your suburb that might need a little bit of a cleanse.
All right. Heidi, Sagan, Pete. With Jules. On Hit 92.9. Hit 92.9's $25,000. What that? So usually the lines are open, and look, hang around, because if this doesn't go the way we are hoping, we will open the lines. But please welcome into the studio Kayla and her family.
Yeah. Big family. We've got four kids, aged 2, 4, 6, and 8. And of course, husband Ryan.
Yeah.
Kayla.
Yeah.
Come a little closer to the microphone, please.
Am I close enough?
Close enough. That's perfect. So, yes, your husband, Ryan, and the kids here, Jace, Cooper, Harper, and Peyton.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a interesting 24 hours for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, just putting it lightly, it's been insane.
So what happened yesterday?
So, I called in, got told I had to wait till this morning. I paced my house for a bit, cleaned it really late, was cooking bacon at about 10:45.
Cooking bacon.
Yeah, I know. Interesting choice, yeah, but nice. Yeah.
Great choice.
Yeah, it was a good choice.
Everything is bacon tastes good at any time of day or night.
I completely agree with that.
Now, the third clue came out yesterday, which was a video. Is it true that you wandered down to Coles or IGA or whoever it was and sampled some sounds?
Yeah, I did. I went to the local Coles. I had a bit of kid free time for about 20 minutes. I'm very known to the aisle. Went and clicked open a few bits and pieces.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you called it in, mm-hmm. and you were with Kat on the air yesterday.
I was.
And just really quickly, I mean, this is very quickly what it sounded like.
Okay, I think it is.
Now, we haven't heard what your guess is yet.
Okay.
We're yet to hear it. We've been waiting this long to do so.
And there was a changed guess too.
Was there?
Early days, you had an original guess and you've changed it.
I did.
Wow. $25,000 on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the noise. For people who are listening in their cars, at work, wherever they are around Perth right now, mm-hmm. and for us as well, what's the noise?
Okay, I think it is a packet of baby wipes that has a plastic lid mm-hmm. that is being opened and closed.
Certain type of baby wipes, coconut oil.
Not if it changes.
Johnson & Johnson.
Okay, baby wipes.
With the plastic lid that clips open and closed.
Okay.
I'm nervous for you.
I'm nervous.
I'm nervous. Because we wouldn't, we wouldn't put it past our boss to bring you in here on a furby.
It was a long drive and I got stuck on the Kwinana, okay?
And I'm tipping you've used a few baby wipes in your time with four kids.
Yeah, a few.
$25,000. I have an envelope here.
Mm. Oh.
In this envelope is either not dat or it dat.
I swear, if it's not that, I'm hiding under the desk. Oh,
just don't swear. We might have to double break.
As I open the envelope, what would you do with 25 grand if you did win it?
Oh, I mean, we've got to be a bit responsible with four children, but I think we've got a bit of a play. Jace is planning a trip around Australia, so...
Ooh.
Yeah, in a motorhome. She's shaking.
Pete, he's good at slow playing.
I know, I'm feeling it.
We'll come back after this song.
You oh,
no, no. Yes.
Like, what?
Do
I it. Waited
do
long
it.
Enough.
I wouldn't do it. No, we got to catch up with Husey.
Commercial radio, mate.
I'm opening the piece of paper.
I'm sweating.
I'm sweating. Because... I've got a hand and she is sweating and shaking. Oh, maybe that's me.
Maybe it's both of us.
For $25,000, Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband, Ryan, the family in the background there.
Oh, I feel like a bugger.
Yeah. It dat.
No. Oh!
Yeah. Oh! Oh, take me now.
Oh, my goodness.
Kayla, you and your family have just won $25,000.
Yay!
Oh, there you go, $25,000.
So for those that missed it, it was the baby wipes with the plastic lid opening and closing.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we'll take another listen to the sound. That noise there. Now I can hear it. I've opened a few of those as well with a couple of kids, and I can absolutely hear
it. Yeah, I'm like, you should know.
Can we do something here while we're celebrating, and we'll talk more about, you know, how you're going to spend the cash and how we're all feeling. But just quickly, so we had the clues. Timeless. For people listening, Timeless is the name of the most recent album from the band Wet, Wet, Wet.
Oh, what?
Wet Baby Wipes. What did you want? Did you have any thoughts on that clue,
I was
Timeless?
Just like, wipes are a classic. They're always going to be
somewhere.
I use them on my face and on butts.
You will encounter this at various stages of your life. They'll be used on you as a baby, and you'll use them when you become a parent. So there's various stages. Then, of course, the visual clue, we were through the sanitary market. So.
Mate, well, I made that first
How
close
do you feel?
I don't have words. My whole body is shaking, but I'm so excited.
Okay, so trip around Australia, guys? In a motorhome?
Oh, I don't know yet.
Won $25,000.
I know.
$25,000.
Ryan, how do you feel?
I'm actually shaking.
Come up, mate.
Feeling good, mate?
Oh, nervous. Yeah? Nervous, but no, good. Yeah, we could really use it.
Really use it.
It's good.
Oh, it's fantastic. Well, a pity it takes 2 years to clear, but anyway, 25 grand will be good in 2021.
We'll still need it.
Guys, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You've named the noise. You've won the cash. $25,000 coming your way. That novelty check in front of you is real.
The boys have got it.
The kids have it. Yep. You guys get to spend a bit of it too. All the very best.
Thank you so much.
Heidi, Sagan, and Pete. With Jules on Hit 92.9.
10-4. 10-4, guys. 10-4. Big Daddy. 10-4. Okay, the reason why I'm saying that is because, you know, we got this road trip to the Premiership thing happening.
Yeah.
Right? It is actually happening. Let's go motorhomes. They've jumped on board. You got them, X. You absolutely got them.
No, they got us.
Okay,
they got the joy of us.
Actually, you're right, because, you did get them up until the West Coast Eagles lost and are out and can't make the grand final anymore, and then,
And I don't know what you've had to do since to get them here.
Yesterday, when, actually, it wasn't yesterday, it was the day before, we went to the shops, we had the kids and everything like that, and Liz has gone into Target, and she's come back out, and she's gone, oh, I've got a couple of things, because we had to go and visit some family for birthdays and births and stuff like that. And so she's sort of flicking through her bag, and I've looked inside, and I've gone, oh, what are those? And she's pulled them out, still in their blister packaging and everything, walkie-talkies.
Oh.
Christmas for Pete.
Mate.
Christmas.
But they weren't like your dead set, you know, walkie-talkies, like if you go on camping or anything like that.
Yeah, these were
just like your little – if people are listening, they got young kids, especially daughters, they might have heard of LOLs.
Why
LOL
daughters?
Surprise?
LOLs? Because
LOL
they're
surprise?
Well, these particular ones. Yeah, LOL surprise. Well, these particular ones are like they're bright pink and they're bright blue and they're like they got pictures of LOL girls all over them and all that sort of stuff.
They're all the rave.
Yeah.
Did you ever walkie-talkie as a little kid?
Yes, absolutely.
And did you sometimes ever accidentally get onto a frequency that the trucks were using and, like, you'd be saying something and you'd get a truck response, a trucker's response?
No, mine were, like, $2. Like, they were, like, just little ones that were connected to the other one.
Yeah, no, like, we wouldn't have had good ones, but we used to occasionally get
what?
A truckie responding to
us. Hang on,
must
this...
have been just driving past our sort of town.
Because you were really? Out regional, weren't you, when you were growing up?
What's regional?
Like out in the sticks, virtually.
Yeah, country.
Yeah, country.
Yeah, 5 hours from Melbourne.
Where I'm
yeah,
from.
Yeah, right. Right.
No, not a bog den like that, but still a little bit out of town, yeah.
This used to be a thing back in the day, now that you've gotten onto this, that... people used to, before we had internet, like before we had mobile phones, all that sort of stuff, people used to spend their time in their cars on CB radios just chatting to each other, just channel surfing. And I remember as a kid, like Dad having them in his Land Cruiser back in the early 90s, and we'd jump in of an evening after we've had dinner or something like that, and he'd go, do you want to go channel surfing the
UHF? Yeah.
It's a tough sell. Do you want to go channel surfing in the car?
But it was a lot of fun. Like, we'd be on there and we'd be flicking through, and then he'd go, you know, break you, anybody out there, and you'd go through half a dozen channels later, and you're speaking to somebody two suburbs over that you've never met before. It was amazing.
It was exactly the same as that, but we'd accidentally get the truckie's frequency, and it would be like, oh, hello. And the truckie knew that it was kids, and they'd chat to you like, have a good day, guys. We're just moving on through or something. It was great.
Yeah, really awesome stuff.
So can we use these walkie-talkies on the trip?
I'm going to have to pry them from Mila's...
Oh,
icy
that's a no
grip.
Chance.
No, you just steal them
no
when they're
chance.
Asleep. Yeah. It's easy. You just steal when they're asleep.
I'll bring them along for sure. Heidi Sagan P. With Jules on Hit 92.9. You're kidding me.
All right, guys. Time for You're Kidding Me. It's a Tuesday.
Woo!
You love this segment.
I love this so
much. I don't.
Much. I really
you know why
do.
I don't?
Why?
Because they've cheated.
Well, hang on a second. Wait, that's a bit rough.
Yeah.
Righto, Edwina.
Oh my gosh. I can take it. Hey, no. What are we up? 2-1?
3-1, mate.
3-1. Okay, I won. I got every year right, not last week, the week before, and everyone thought I cheated.
It's because you did. You had the mirror sitting in front of you. Yeah, the mirror sitting in front of you and the production team behind you going,
oh my gosh. Okay, well, let's see how we go here.
So, for those of you listening, this is how it works. I have three bits of audio on my little board here. We're going to go one by one. You guys chime in with the year that you think the montage is from. Closest to the pin, best of three wins. Are you ready for your first one this morning?
Sure.
Here it comes.
Honey, how I love you, how I love you.
Prohibition in the United States.
Now I've got the crazy
blues. Jeez.
Careful,
boys.
Careful with your lingo.
You go first, mate.
No, you.
I'll go 1951.
Okay, I'm going to go earlier, 1944.
Oh, I was going to go 45. I thought you'd go above me.
So 1951.
Yeah.
1944. Just to bring you in on a couple of things. So the songs in there was Swanee by Al Jolson.
Oh, huge.
Thanks. Yeah, huge.
Don't hear on 92.9 very often anymore.
Not these days, no. Top of the charts as well, Crazy Blues by Mamie Smith.
Crazy Blues.
The Crazy Blues. Remember the Crazy Blues?
Nope.
No, of course you wouldn't, because it was 1920.
You were way off, Dave.
Of course.
Just let me get one.
The First World War.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, about 20 years away from it, but yeah. Let me just write J.
When was the First World War?
1941.
When was the First World War?
So 1941.
Can we just move on to the second thing? I'm on a roll here.
No, we're not moving on.
No, we are moving on. 1948.
Couldn't it be 1948?
Because First World War was 1914 to 1918, mate. So there you go.
No, that's what I meant.
So just after
that's
the
what
First
I meant.
World War. I get a point for that.
I was getting the 4 and the 1 the wrong way around. I knew what I was
I'm thrown off now. Mate. Probably won't get this next time.
All right. So the second one coming your way, Nya.
The Argentinian beef frock, Lady Gaga's meat dress.
Just gonna stand there. Watch me burn.
My first kiss went a little like this.
Jules for the win.
Can you play that again?
No. You do not get to play
meat
again.
Meat dress. When was the meat dress? The MTV Awards meat dress.
Gosh, she looked delicious that night.
Oh, didn't she?
Oh, far out.
Bit rare, though, for my liking, to be honest.
Good gear, Jills?
Okay, 2012.
Oh, I've written 2011 down.
Don't you look out that studio.
No, no one's out there. I wrote 2011 down, so I'm probably going to stick with 2011.
2011?
Yeah.
And 2012.
I wrote, yeah.
Was.
I like Jules' guess.
You like Jules' guess?
Yeah.
Really? I like yours more. 2010.
Yes! I'm the best at this segment.
I was going to go 2010. Hey,
All right, let's go. Let's keep rolling.
Last
one. More to go.
So this is the last one. This is to split the difference.
You got to go straight away. First thing that comes to your mind because we're running out of time.
I'll count you guys in. Here we go.
Soul singer Marvin Gaye was shot to death yesterday in Los Angeles.
1984.
88. Wow. 1984.
Yeah, 88.
1988. 84.
Clapping you can hear is actually coming from Zabe.
Yeah, well done, mate. I put my sword down. Congratulations.
Yeah, all right. Don't get salty.
Every dog has their day.
So, Heidi, Zabe, and Pete with
Jules on Hit 92.9. Luke, the tribe has spoken.
Sad night on Survivor last night.
People are gutted over this, aren't they?
He's a fan favourite.
People's champ.
Yeah. People's champ. Such a great story as well. But Luke Tokey will join us on the show in around about 20 minutes' time.
Okay. 13, 10, 60. Words that you can't pronounce. Now, I was coming up from the Southwest over the weekend.
You had a wine trip down there with some old work colleagues.
I did.
Yes.
And as I was driving back up in the car, one of the girls that I was with, Renee, she's got this like a scented candle, like not a scented candle, those smelly things that are in cars to keep them fresh.
See the little Christmas trees hanging off the thing.
Yeah, it was one of those jelly
ones.
Fancier. Yeah. It's one of those jelly ones. And it was a cherry flavour. Did you know that cherry, like the cherry smell?
Yeah, it's
scent,
nice.
Is actually not cherries, like, or...
What
it's
is it?
Well, this is the word that I can't pronounce.
Okay, this will be good.
Simenon. The more I think about it, the worse it gets.
The funny thing about you saying this one is that I don't know whether you're trying to say synonym or simenon. Oh, damn it.
Syllable. The second one. The second one. Simenon.
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 Because I'm a genius, I'm supposed to be, they're going to be, go through my brain when I do pass eventually. Say it quicker.
Simenon.
No.
No. I thought that might work.
That sounded right. Simenon.
Have you got one, Pete?
Simenon.
Most of the Italian you try and speak.
of course, keeping things honest with the show, I'm quite good with the lingo.
Fine. You are.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Choice.
Yeah. I'm good. Have you got one?
Have you got
I stick by the KISS principle.
What's that?
Keep it simple, stupid. Stick to the end and run. Dog right, jump over we, fridge.
Can we find out? There's other words out there that can't be pronounced properly.
Oh, they're already coming through.
Mama Jules would have a couple.
Oh, well, this is the thing, and this is why it's so hard for me to say simenon. Because Mama Jules has never used simenon.
Mama Jules didn't use it.
This is about as good as it gets.
Okay, 13, 10, 16.
We've got double passes to go and see Ride Like a Girl. Rachel Griffiths' directorial debut, Ride Like a Girl, is the incredible true story of Michelle Payne, releasing in cinemas September 26th.
Hearing good reviews.
Very good, yeah. Do you know someone who can't or can you not just say particular words? We'll come back and find out what those are. Heidi, Zabe, and Pete
with Jules on Hit 92.9. What words can't you pronounce?
Tammy and Belia, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What's the word?
Pacific Ocean.
Specific, yeah.
Specific.
That's word.
Have one more go for us, Tammy.
Okay, hang on. Specific.
I think you nailed it that time. I've got specific. That one. Good on you, Tammy.
That's
thanks, mate.
That's the worst, isn't it?
Saz, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's the word?
Availability.
Huh?
Say that again.
Availability.
Availability.
I can't say it. I always get the listening bit.
Oh, yeah, it gets a bit jumbly in the middle
say
there.
Say it again.
Availability.
Availability.
A villa in Bali. Yeah.
Good try, Saz. Donna in Yen.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, going well, mate. What's yours?
Phenomenon.
Oh,
sorry, Donna. One more go, please, mate.
She doesn't even know.
Phenomenon. You almost nail it. You almost nail it until you drop in that couple of
I can nail
nominons.
It in an American accent after can watching Ben Savanta. Phenomenon. And that's the only way I can say it.
Phenomenon.
Can you give
phenomenon.
Us one more? Can you give me one more in just your normal accent?
No.
No. With Jules on Hit 92.9.
Cusey,
I've worn a dress. Yeah, I'm happy to wear a dress. I look good dressed as the queen, actually. So, yeah, someone says wear a dress, I wear the dress. So. Hey, high heels, I reckon take 5 kilos off.
Please welcome Dave Hughes.
Oh, we're not too far now. The Masked Singer premieres 7:30 Monday on 10. Cusey, good morning, mate.
Good morning. We're looking forward to the launch of the Masked Singer. It's like the moon landing almost. You know? The build-up feels like it's been going forever. So, yeah, we'll all be watching.
We're
remember
hanging
where
out.
You were when you yeah. saw it happen. So.
Well, pretty similar, Dave. We're having a moon landing over here. Now, we're driving from our studios in Subiaco through to the MCG next week. Road trip to the Premiership. Now, I might have gone a little bit early, which happens a fair bit to me, thinking West Coast might be in the grand final. Yeah. They miss out. We're now spending 5 days on the road due to sponsors and stuff we can't get out of. We're driving to the MCG. Now, I've come across two other people in this room who are so ungrateful that I've put up the opportunity for us to get to Melbourne. How have you worked with people that are just so ungrateful for your own brilliance?
I know, man. Genius is often underappreciated. I think a lot of the famous painters didn't sell any paintings while they were alive, yeah. and they died broke. But then after they were dead, and this idea is probably will go down those lines. But you know what? I have driven the Nullarbor a number of times. And what I think is just keep driving. We're going to go on shifts. So there's plenty. You can sleep in the back seat, but the person in the front has to stay. He's got to keep driving.
The back bed, mate. I've got them beds. Like, they're ungrateful. They can just sleep in their bed for the night.
I did it in 42 hours once. Absolutely. Jeez. Yep, straight through.
What was the reason for your Nullarbor trips, though?
Well, I was used to live in Perth, so yeah. But I remember one Christmas, I wanted to be home by Christmas Day. That was my big thing, and my hometown was a place called Warrnambool, which is 3 hours west of Melbourne. So, yep. And I just drove, me and another guy who drank Carlton Light cans the whole way. I basically didn't sleep, and I remember coming through Adelaide, and there was all these lights at the hills of Adelaide, and I said, I looked at him, and I said, I feel like I'm in a starship, and he said, you really need to pull over, man. Oh.
What I'm saying is, like, when there's a reason, you know, to get to the other side.
Got home on Christmas Day,
makes
I did.
Makes it yep. so much bloody.
Yeah, so we're going to the grand final. What a bloody joy that is. Yeah. Now, excuse me, another one from me, mate. We're having a few issues with legal within the company. They seem to just say no to everything. They should say yes and then have a look, but they just say no. How do you skip through legal?
Well, I had a tricky one yesterday where I've been swearing on air and we've been having to dump me, which is disappointing. But I'm like, well, let's turn that into a competition, and we are doing it. And it was hard. Yeah.
What?
So when you hear Hughesy swear, you win money. So, yeah. So it's called a bucks for, and we can't finish the title of the competition. So the legal aren't that happy about it. I'm telling you, they're not.
But they passed it.
Well, we're doing it, so yeah. You just gotta power through.
What you're saying is do it anyway.
Just do it. All right.
Yeah. Well, I just say when you drive, just put petrol in the car. Don't put energy drinks in the fuel tank. All right. It's not
don't dilute
work,
it.
So.
No
energy drinks. Just, they're for drinking. That's all they're for. So
always good to catch up with you, mate. We'll catch you this afternoon for bucks for whatever. It
yeah,
is.
Yeah. That's yes. Yes.
Hughesy and Kate with Ed Cavalli. Take it easy, mate.
All right.
See ya.
Heidi Sagan P. With Jules on Hit 92.9.
Let's Go Motorhomes is Australia's premier camper van and RV rental company. Book your luxury motorhome hire today at Let's Go Motorhomes.
92.9's road trip to the premiership.
Yay! Adopt.
Can I just say something, just really quickly?
Yeah.
Do you know this song?
No.
Bound for glory.
So this is, you're going to have to learn a few things if, like, we're doing this and we're going to head over and it's AFL. What is that? 1991, grand final, halftime show.
Yeah.
Angry Anderson.
Yeah.
Playing that song out on a blue Batmobile out into the middle of the ground.
Oh, how cool.
It wasn't great, I don't know.
Oh, it wasn't? So,
up there with Meatloaf.
Meatloaf was worse.
Yeah. You reckon?
Yeah. Meatloaf was so bad.
Oh,
I don't know.
Geez.
Anyway, I'm starting to get a little bit frustrated with you two.
Why?
Because I just continually give. That's all I end up doing to you two. There's not much in return.
No, I just feel it's one of those things that you want to do it and then, like, to get it across the line with the bosses, you drag us along with you.
Yeah, it's 100% correct. Now, what I want to do...
See?
I've never done the Nullarbor. I've never done the Nullarbor. And I announced yesterday that, unfortunately for you guys, I'm not actually doing the first leg of the trip either. I'm flying to Esperance, and you guys are sort of going to...
And we have to... No, what you're making us do is drive the motorhome to Esperance to pick you up.
Which is completely out of the way.
Where you're flying to.
It's a 3-hour round trip out of our way come and get you.
I understand 3 hours on the surface looks like a long time, but when you do it over a 5-day trip, what's an extra 3 hours?
Get out, mate.
Who cares?
Perth to Esperance. Have you worked out how long the drive is?
Yeah,
to...
it's about 7 hours for you. Anyway, that's all.
And then
all.
We've got to go...
Yeah,
and then we'll go somewhere else.
Yeah. So a 7-hour trip has turned into 10 hours for us.
On a Sunday.
You'll be happy to know I'll be as fresh as a daisy.
That's great.
So I'll be loud, I'll be up and about, I'll be a little bit annoying, excited. But what do I do? 13, 10, 60. If you've driven the Nullarbor, I haven't. Unfortunately for me, I've never been given the opportunity. Pete, you've done it once backwards.
I've done it once back. We drove from Queensland when we moved back to Perth. Yeah. Yep.
Is that the Nullarbor?
Oh, no. Well, we go down, like, we've always wanted to
what
drive.
What the bloody hell were you doing down that line? Did you get lost?
No.
Went over Ayers Rock or something.
We've always wanted to drive the Nullarbor. So
yes,
we decided to go from Queensland down through New South Wales, through Victoria, then across South Australia, Nullarbor, bang into WA.
Tell me, because I have heard this, is there a kangaroo holding a Vegemite jar on the road?
Oh, I didn't see any of that.
That's what I mean. You haven't really experienced it like we're about to, mate. The joy I'm going to bring you, it's going to be something special. But 13, 10, 60, give us a call. Because if you've done the Nullarbor, I've got two ungrateful people in the room with me. Very ungrateful. I want to give them something they'll enjoy. Because sitting in the car with me for 5 days could be like a prison sentence.
To be honest, I'm all about the gram. So if there's, like, really cool landmark things along the way, that's what I want.
What did you do on the Nullarbor journey that we should do? And I'm happy... As I've mentioned, I'm happy to drive off course a little bit.
No.
Or we can go visit a few things nearby.
Course.
Well, 3 or 4 hours, we'll work
no.
it out. 13, 10, 60, if you've driven the Nullarbor, give us a no. Give us a no. Give us a holla.
And that's a no.
Give us a holla what you did and what you enjoyed, because I want to make this experience a little bit better for you two sooks. Heidi,
Sagan, Pete. With Jules on Hit 92.9.
We're doing top tips along the Nullarbor, 13, 10, 60. Give us a call, because my... Dear friends, at Let's Go Motorhomes is Australia's premier camper van and RV rental company. Book your luxury motorhome hire today at letsgomotorhomes.com.au. Now, because they're my friends and they're my very best friends, they've actually thrown a prize in for us. They've thrown a prize in. Head to hit929.com.au because they are giving away a 7-day hire of their own Conquest motorhome to one of our listeners. 7 days. So
that's awesome.
You get it. But it's not only that, there's multiple places around Australia you can collect a motorhome from. So you don't have to leave from Perth. So you can go anywhere in Australia, motorhome, so many different locations, jump in, off you go.
I've always wanted to do something like this. Like,
what
I mean,
would
not
you do?
The Nullarbor with you blokes, but, like, you know, go on my own trip.
Cheers.
Definitely just go up to Coral Bay.
Coral Bay, yep. Pete.
I haven't been to Darwin. I'd go to Darwin, do Lake Argyle, come back down to Perth. Yeah, crop the top in. Cross
what
the top
a dream.
In.
Well, make sure
in
you get online.
Days.
In 7 days.
Make sure you get online and register, because that is a wonderful prize.
All right, so let's go to the phones. 13, 10, 60. As we do this, at least make it interesting for us. What are we going to go and stop and see? Michaela, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What are we going to check out?
You definitely have to go see the kangaroo holding the Vegemite jar.
Oh my God, so it does exist.
It does exist. It's right on the border of WA and South Australia. It's at a place called Border Village Roadhouse.
Village Roadhouse. Beautiful. Thanks, babe. Really appreciate it.
Good on you, Michaela.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So stop whining. We found you a kangaroo with a Vegemite jar. We're off to a good start. Good morning, Sue. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks. How are you going?
We're going really, really well. And have you got some top ideas for these two whingers?
Yeah, well, I'm actually from Esperance, so I'm going to say you're actually better off going to Esperance than going via Kalgoorlie and Norseman, because it is really one of the most beautiful places you'll see along the way. So Xavier misses out on a few things on the way. If you go through the centre up down to Esperance, you can go to Wave Rock.
Ooh.
And also there's a big sheep at Wagen. So there's a couple of landmarks that Xavier will miss out on.
I have seen the Wave Rock. Have you seen Wave Rock?
I've never been to Wave Rock.
It is absolutely incredible. And you know what? Sorry, Zave, you miss out on that because it's incredible.
Sue, can we just go back to you, please? What is the travel distance between Esperance and where are we staying, night one?
Good question. Mate, you're the one who's organised this.
Norseman, what's the travel distance Esperance to Norseman?
About two hours.
It's a 4-hour round trip. Sorry, guys.
No,
thank you very much, Sue. Good morning. Good morning, Sandy. How are you, mate?
Good. How are you?
We're going well.
Babe, what should we see on the Nullarbor?
Well, I just think you should avoid it at all costs.
Oh!
It's a terrible trip.
Oh, Christ.
Well, how else are we going to get around?
But I'll give you some tips. The roadhouses have golf tees there, so if you take golf sticks with you, you can play Australia's largest golf course while you're on the way.
There you go.
Well, Xavier's going to miss a lot of that golf course.
No, I'll be there for all the golf course.
Yeah. I've heard of it. This is
Nullarbor itself.
It's Nullarbor Links, isn't it?
It's the largest golf course in the world, is it not? The longest.
So you play them. You play each hole at like every stop.
Yeah. Gosh, we've only got like what 4 or 5 days to get across. I'm not doing this over 2 weeks.
Oh yeah, all right.
Well, we'll see.
Oh, well, you guys don't know how I can't hit a ball.
We'll be
there for ages.
Campbell, good morning, mate. You actually rode across on a pushy.
Yeah, I did.
Was
it an e-bike? Yeah.
How long?
4 weeks it took us.
Four weeks. So Jules should be grateful I've got a remote at home, shouldn't she?
Yeah, exactly. She should be very grateful.
And hey, I've done a lot of rides. I'm good.
Yeah.
Not Nullarbor, though.
Why'd you ride over, mate?
We rode on, like, push bikes. So there were about 28 of us riding for Compassion Charity.
Oh, there you
go.
What's Compassion?
And what does that
do? Mate.
Compassion is a charity where we sponsor kids. So we ended up raising $100,000.
$400,000.
Good on you, mate. That's legendary. Well done.
Yeah.
All right, Campbell. Appreciate that. Thanks for the chat.
I'm thinking about pumping out AKs on the bike today.
Look, honestly, I am grateful that you have organised a motorhome other than a bike. No, I am. It's just that, I mean, when you first put this to us, we thought West Coast were going to get in, and I was kind of excited for it. But
one slight hurdle too.
Oh, not another hurdle.
I've had to have a few hundred deducted from your pay to pay the extra for the cost to fly home. So that happened as well.
You know how you joke with us all the time?
No, because you tick the box that you can have money deducted.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. It's
I don't remember ticking a box.
There's a certain limit in your contract,
and I did not agree to this.
They gave us $400 to fly back, fly to $800 because of the time of year. So we've deducted $4 each, and we're flying back.
Oh, you guys, be grateful.
Jeez, you're on.
Are you going to reimburse us, Zave?
Absolutely.
Come on, mate. You're the one on the big bucks. Heidi, Zave, and Pete with
Jules on Hit 92.9. Right now, let's get stuck into this. It happened last night, much to everybody's sadness.
Luke, the tribe has spoken.
Bring him in, everybody. Luke Tokey, good morning.
What's up, gang?
Hey.
The people's chant. The people's chant.
The people's chant, baby.
Hey, mate, bad luck, but you looked like you had an absolute fantastic time. And in here, I was certainly a big fan of yours. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm good. You know, it was very emotional watching it back. You know, I'm not going to lie. Teared up a little bit myself, reliving it, but... Man, what a ride.
It's got to be good coming out as like one as you know so loved and as a favourite as well too though, rather than being hated.
Yeah, look, I just tried to give the game do the game its justice, and you know I really wanted to make it to the end. I was so close, but I really wanted to get to the end and then be kind of like thought of as just 100% I was going to win, you know.
Yeah. So, now, Luke, you are so much of a favourite that literally after just 3 hours of you getting voted off, a GoFundMe page was created for you and has raised over $35,000 for you and your family.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's gone bonkers. You know, I think there's a few out there now. Like, my phone's dead, so I haven't even been able to check. Yeah, and every time I get on the radio, like the last time someone I was on, they said something around 80 something.
Oh, whoa!
So, you might get more than the winner of Survivor.
Yeah.
Well, that's the plan.
Jeez.
I really cannot believe it. You know, I just cannot believe like the impact and this, you know, the love I'm getting from everybody.
Luke, we've, you know, read a bit into your story and your family's been through the ringer, particularly with your kids. Like being over there on an island, and you mentioned your phone is dead and you would have gone through months of not having contact, not having a phone, not being able to. How hard was that for you, mate?
Because when you're out there, you don't get to speak to home, you know. So like it's such a, and especially the situation when I did leave, I think it shows like how emotional and how much I kind of, you know, I get to the end and I'm like, man, I'm gonna win this, you know. Yeah. And I even started believing it. So when I did get voted off, I was so sad, you know. Oh. And it's such a weird thing. I'm grown as man, you know, and I'm sitting there saying I'm so sad, but it was, I just had so much riding on it emotionally that I got to the end. If I got voted out straight away, I wouldn't have probably been as bad. I'd have been like, oh, you know, I'm back home. It is what it is. But man, you get top four, you can taste the money,
yes,
you know, you
can,
and yeah, look, there's still three people left and all three are deserving. So I'm going to be watching tonight. Looking closely.
Hey, the people's champ. You've obviously got some tactics all the way through. You played a little bit sneaky around telling a few little white lies and voting and that sort of stuff. How do you keep a straight face?
You have to look people straight in the eye. And then knife them.
You know, like this, so it does that well.
it is really like a juggling process because you sometimes have to manage multiple lies.
Yeah.
And if you forget them, you can get caught out. And then you also need to sit there and back your troops up by doing stuff. So, look, it's a game of, like, give and take sometimes. You know, you might get saved by someone and then they return the favour. And, you know, last night it didn't happen that way. It's, you know, it's eat or be eaten, you know.
Mm. Yeah. Was there, like, obviously that is the game, but was there anybody at Tribal Council where you were like, you're so dirty, I'm so happy you're gone?
Look, maybe in the early days, only because I like wanted it to be a fun experience, and there was a lot of social maybe disconnect between, you know, certain characters and stuff like that. So at the start, you know, it was a bit of a it got a bit messy there for a bit, you know.
Luke, who were they?
I think it was documented. There was like Nova and Steve, and it was the Sporting Alliance that flipped and all that type of stuff. That just was a bit of an ugly scene, and it probably could have been edited even worse for people involved.
Right.
Like it got really quite, you know, full on there for a bit, but you know, we survived, we moved forward in the game, and you know, when you get to merge and stuff, like everyone is quite, you know, friendly, and you know, even now, like everyone, you know, I can sit there and say all of them are my best friends, you know. But there can only be one sole survivor, and unfortunately it's not me.
What's the people's champ doing next? What's he going to do? You'll pop up somewhere, that's a certainty.
Yeah, you'll see me somewhere. You know, probably at Centrelink.
I'll be there. I was in there yesterday, actually.
Yeah. Well, that GoFundMe page might look after me for a while. So, look, I'm just super grateful for everyone with all their kind messages. And I hope everyone has enjoyed watching me because, as I said, I gave this game my heart and soul trying to win this thing. And, you know, and I tried to have fun while I was doing it. So,
Oh, you're a good bloke, mate. You're a fan favourite for an absolute reason. And sad you couldn't get all the way, but you went about as far as anybody could hope for. Luke Tokey, a pleasure chatting to you, mate. All the best to you and your family.
Thanks, guys. Love you guys.
Bye, Luke. Heidi, Sager and P. With Jules on Hit 92.9. The Masked Singer premieres 7:30 Monday on 10.
Behind the mic. So we got $1,000 to go every single day at this time this week. And here's how this works. We've got a mystery masked guest that is on the phone. We don't know who they are. Actually, we do know who they are. You don't know who they are. But what we're going to do is we're going to bring them in and we're going to start pitching question at them. And then they're going to start talking. Now, after each question we pitch at them, we're going to go to a caller.
Yep.
And that caller's got a chance at identifying them and winning them $1,000.
There you go.
Shall we bring them in?
Yes, we should.
Good morning, mystery guest.
Good morning.
Ooh. Okay. Masked.
No, go on.
Call. Oh, sorry. Should we go to a caller first?
Do you want to go to a caller? Straight off the bat.
Let's see if they can do it on that good morning.
Liz in Mount Hawthorne. Who do you think it is?
I think it's Luke off Survivor.
Nah. Ooh. Sorry. All right. Go for it, Jules.
People's champion. People's champion.
Yeah. Masked caller, where do you live?
I currently live in Sydney.
Mm. Oh,
Robert in Iluka, who do you think it is?
Usher.
Oh, get out! Oh, Robert!
You're joking.
No way!
Robert says Robert, he is 60 odd.
Enjoy the $1,000, mate. Ooh, thanks very much.
You've been watching The Batchy, haven't you?
Yeah. Was it because I whispered? I shouldn't have whispered.
Yeah, it was the whisper.
Robert, you arose.
But you have received $1,000.
Oh,
that's mate. Really good. I made my day.
Oh, that's awesome,
made,
Robert.
Made my day, man. That's the quickest radio. These guys have been planning this for a week and you blew it out in 22 seconds. I'm hoping to get like at least 2
talk
breaks out of this. I love it.
Wow. Hey, Robert, enjoy the cash. Thanks for playing this morning, mate. All the best to you.
Thanks very much.
No worries at all. And Osha.
That was awesome. I swear to God, like, I don't know if people realise this, but, like, the people at 10 Publicity have briefed me, and they say you've got to be really careful about how you do this. This might go on for a long time. Callers might not get it. Boom, second caller. Awesome.
Straight up, mate. Straight up. And just so well known.
It says he was born in 1963, so he's not really in the Bachelor demographic either. So
I know what's going on. He can hear the Batchy on in the background, his partner or his kids or whatever might be watching.
Yeah.
And he's got a good ear.
Unreal. Osha, good to chat to you, mate. All the best.
Oh, mate. Hey, no worries. Thanks for having me.
Bye. See ya. Heidi, Sagan, P. With Jules on Hit 92.9.